any heat. In order to remove the particles of Eimon Lachai, you need heat in order to be mavliya into the interior. But in order to cut off particles of Eimon Lachai, you don't need any heat. So Mimele, true indeed, that there isn't sufficient heat to be mavliya prior to the Gmar Bezashrite. But particles of Eimon Lachai are removed from the Tzavar HaBehimo, are removed from the Behemo prior to the Gemara Shrite. Let's say the Shrite takes him a minute or half a minute. So before the Shrite is Nigmar. So minute particles of Eimon Lachai are removed from the Tzavar HaBehemo. And then when the Shrite is Nigmar, then there is sufficient heat. So let those minute particles that are removed from the Tzavar HaBehemo prior to the Gemara Shrito, upon the Gemara Shrito, it can be Nivla in the Beis HaShrito. So what's the Teres of the Gemara? That's the Kasha with us. So he says, now again, V'koshem, Mimadi se bechum di keman domo isak mishot chiv di tzorech hagol lebecham upor halim ayish di treif di bola yisore kishochat etir name bola yisere vnachai vliboy hagol lebisak afim shachat zero. So the Gemara gives the Teres Mishana im eskob bola asak lechei chayme when it becomes warm v'im as chayme bigmar shchite hayishayte shomei vnachai shma mino. So the new particles that are removed from the Tzavar HaBehemo after the Gemara Shchite is not even Nachai. But certain particles were removed from the Tzavar HaBehemo before the Gemara Shchite. Then it was even Nachai. And they still remain. They still adhere to the Sakin. So when he used the Sakin at the very beginning of the Shchite, so some minute particles of even Nachai stuck to the Sakin. But at that moment, there was not enough heat to be Mavliya. But then, half a minute later, when the Shchite was Nigmaro, so then there is enough heat. So the same minute particle of Eilam Nachai that was removed prior to Gmar HaShchite and remained sticking to the Sakin, so could be absorbed. Not the new particles that are removed after the Gmar HaShchite. The new particles that are removed after the Gmar HaShchite do not have a chalishem Eilam Nachai on them. But the minute particles of Eilam Nachai that were removed prior to the Gemara Shrite. So, and they remain sticking to the Sakin after the Gemara Shrite. And after the Gemara Shrite, there is enough heat. So the same minute particles of Eilam Nachai that remain sticking, that adhere to the Sakin after the Gemara Shrite. So it could be Nibla in the Beis HaShrite, so it should be Oseh. Shmamino shina hetal mishum shina balua al besayif. Avo enisa mishum balua al mashu shibayin al asakin vada isa afkinin mashrite. To et zorchimu lezeh. But, and the same minute particles remain sticking to the sakin after the gmar shrite too. And then there is sufficient heat to be mavliya. And he still uses, because even after the gmar shrite, he still keeps on using the sakin. Because the Gmar Shchite is considered when Rav Simonim are cut. But the Sheikhet, even after he cuts the Rav Simonim, he still continues to cut. And then there is sufficient heat to be Mavliya, the minute particles that adhere to the surface of the Sakin, that is in contact with the Beis HaShchite, after the Gmar Shchite. So let it become Oser. And that should be Nibla. Vinire, the Dafke Machshash Mishumtam Abalua Bisakin, Sheyarza Vivla Bisimonim. Parchinon the age gum came Mikshero Tamisa, Bolua Minim Lachai. Machine came in Shashalishinisha Benolov, Zelishaya Benonachai, Share in Shoma Moshes Mineva Manachai. Vafilulach Luches, Elonivo Bidam. He says that when you shecht, when a shechet uses the sakin over the Tzavar HaBehemo, so too minute particles of the Eva Manachai are removed from the very minute particles of the Eiva Menachai are removed from the Betzavar Abeimo. But these minute particles become dissolved in the blood that drips out from the Tzavar Abeimo. They do not stick to the Sakin by themselves. The minute particles of Eiva Menachai that stick to the Sakin through a certain solvent, through the medium of the blood that adheres to the Sakin. But they do not adhere to the Sakin by themselves. The minute, that's the mitzvahs. They only adhere to the Sakin through the medium of the blood solvent. In other words, so the minute particles of Eiva Menachai do not stick to the Sakin by themselves, but they only what sticks to the Sakin? The dam. But the dam that drips out from the tzavor has very minute particles of Eiva Menachai dissolved in the dam. So what's the kasha of the Gemara? Now the Gemara is this, because the Gemara in the Hava Mini assumed that even at the beginning of Shchita there is sufficient heat. So mainly it means that at the beginning of Shchita it can be Nivla. So if there is sufficient heat at the beginning of Shchita, as the Gemara assumed in the Hava Mine, so mainly it can be Nivla without recourse to the medium of the blood, you see. So, as long as the Gemara assumed that there is sufficient heat to be Mavliya at the very outset, even before the Gemara Bisa Shchite, so Mimele it was possible for minute particles to be Nivla directly into the Sakin, without recourse to the medium of Dam. So the Gemara is the Kashe. Every time you shecht one Behime, so you should have to be magil the sakin before you use the same sakin in shechting another behemah, because at the very beginning of the shchite, so there is sufficient heat to be mavliya, so minute particles, minute invisible particles of Eiva Menachai, so the molecules of the Eiva Menachai, the invisible molecules of the Eiva Menachai, so should become absorbed in the sakin, and then when he uses the same sakin, another behemok sheho, so it will be niflat, these minute invisible particles, and they'll be absorbed by the other behemok. So he gives the teretz, no. At the beginning of the shchite, there is no heat, so it couldn't be niflat. So what could happen? It could only be transferred to the surface of the sakin. Since Nivla it couldn't, it could only be transferred, so when it's transferred, when it sticks to the surface of the Sakin, it doesn't stick, the minute particles cannot stick by themselves, but they stick to the Sakin through the medium of the blood solvent, of the dam solvent. So Mimele, so, and then the blood cannot be Nivla after the Gmar Shrite, because I did it all with Lifle Dam, Loibola. So he says, "V'nira the dafki machshash mishum tam abalua b'sakin sheyarz aviva b'simoni parchino deyesh gam ki mitshev otam misa balua ibnarachai mashen ki mechshash l'shenisha ben olov zel nishaya ibnarachai sharei shomam moshes mnei ibnarachai va'afilu lachluches." So you don't have any visible small particles of ibnarachai sticking to the sakin by themselves. El nivla b'dam. It's through the medium. It's through the medium of the dam solvent. El nivla b'dam. V'chivim she'adam einem mavliya. She'asimonim trudim lifli dam shalem. Al koch hachinisa gam shemei v'nachai. Elo. Dibshamune shalab heimo trevo. Choshishu. You see, the minute particles of Eiva Menachai cannot stick to the sakin by themselves. But they can only be transferred to the sakin through the medium of the dam. Masha'inkin shamunes of trevo. So that is can stick by itself without recourse to the medium of the dam solvent. So he says, Elo shamunes la beimot trevo choshe shishon nitbak misakin, shudobara nitbak ונשרח, אפילו בגמר שחיתה, בו זה ועדי חוששו, ויצריכו הכשר לסעק עם זה, כי נראה לי, ורואי סי להגועס והגודי פרקה מנחום, וגם בשכת כשאירו צורך כנוח לסעקין, משמילו נחי, ולהוכל לפוריך, למנדומה, בסעקין טריפו, בצנן, הויש, איסר, איבם נחי, כמו ידי פוריך, למנדומה, בחמים, עד כאן. So the agoyes of the agude, he says, that even shechet kshero, so yes, he doesn't have to be magil the sakil between one behim and another, but he has to wipe off the sakil between one behim and another. Why? Because so the agoyes agude, he holds that the sakil, that the minute particles of Eivim Nachai can stick to the sakin. So Mimele, before he uses the sakin on another behemo, who he has to wipe off the minute particles of Eivim Nachai that might be sticking to the sakin. To the sakin. Not like the Taz. Umeiri chomizah levii v'chizik dvorov. Leima, da'af mifi ha-maskone. Leibola, elo bigmar shchite, haine shinibalei harbi kolkach, shiitztori chagolei. אבל בציינן מי הוא בוי, דיבלי הקצס, קדם גמר שחיתה, ומשום הוכה פוסק, אפילו בשייכת איב, צורך כנוח בדוב הקושי. So what does he say? So the Bach says that even though it's only בלי הבגמר שחיתה, and בגמר שחיתה there is no Eivam Nachai Haine Sheini Bilei Harbi Kolkach Sheitztori Chagole Avo Bitzeinen Mi Boye Either Tzeinen or Kinuach in Iraq Di Boye Mi Boye Di Bilei Akzas Kedem Gmar Shchite. So what does it mean? It means this, because true that before the Gmar Shchite, so there couldn't be any Bliye, but minute particles do stick to the surface of the sakin. Now, but this is so small and so slight that it couldn't tassa. It couldn't tassa. In other words, so then you could ask, in other words, if there are minute particles. I mean, the agude itself has to be explained. I mean, this is one of the kashas that the Taz asks at the end of the agude. The Taz asks if minute particles do stick to the surface of the sakin. So why does the agude say that you have to be mikaneach? You have to be mikaneach, the sakin, between the shchita of one behim and the other, because otherwise, so the minute particles that stick to the sakin will be nivla in the beis hashchite. So that's why you have to be mikaneach the sakin between the shchite of one behim kshero and the shchite of the other behim kshero. But even if you are mikaneach, but you are only mikaneach, so you can only prevent that the beis hashchite of the second behim shouldn't be belaya the minute particles of the Nachai. But how about the same behemoth? Now let's say the shchita takes half a minute. Let's say, for example, so he starts shechting the behemoth, the first behemoth, at 9 o'clock sharp, and the gmar beis hashchita takes place half a minute after 9 o'clock. Now, so but within the first half minute, so no particles of Eivam Nachai could be absorbed by the beis hashchite, but they could be transferred to the sakin, and then he keeps on using the sakin in contact with the beis hashchite after the gmar beis hashchite too. Because let's say that the gmar beis hashchite took place half a minute after 9, but he still keeps on cutting because the sheikhet wants to cut all the simonim, not just the rof simonim. So after the rof simonim was already cut, so there is already enough heat, and there are minute particles on the surface of the sakin that stuck to the to the sacking prior to the Gmar B'Sashchite, but they remain there at the Gmar B'Sashchite too. So then it's absorbed. So the same behemoth should be osir. So it should be impossible to shecht the behemoth. Kedin? That's the kashe that the Taz asks against the Agudin. So what is the teretz? The teretz is that there are two the Agudin holds that even though there is no heat of Beis Hashchite prior to the Gmar Hashchite, but minute particles, very minute particles of Eva Menachai are transferred, do stick to the surface of the Sakin, and they remain there after the Gmar Beis Hashchite too. But it is so small and so slight that even if a minute invisible particle of Eva Menachai is absorbed by the Beis Hashchite, it couldn't give it time. So it's not awesome. But Agude says when the Sheikhet wants to shecht another behemoth, so since it's possible for him to prevent the possibility of a minute particle of Eva Menachai being nivla in the Beis Hashchite of the second behemoth, So lechatchile, since there is aloche of him mevatle nisa lechatchile, so lechatchile is mechuyev to either to rinse the sakin or to wipe the sakin. But in regard to the same behime, there is no other way of preventing that, and that doesn't tassa the behime the eved, because it's a minimum. I mean the particles of Eva Menachai that stick to the sakin and remain sticking to the sakin at the Gmar Beis Hashchite, so is a minimum. So mainly it couldn't answer. This is what he says. Umeiri chomiz alevi v'chizik dvorav leimar da'afilu efi ha'maskonet l'ibol ala b'gmar Hashchite ha'ini sh'nibelei ahar b'kol kach sh'historich ha'gole ava b'tzeinim mi'a d'boye d'bolei ha'kcaz k'ning Gmar Hashchite u'mishumoche posak afilu b'sheikh ha'tahif tzorich k'nuach v'dov ha'koshe v'lui nirek k'mo sh'kosavti hi ischili kan da'agude en de'bach ואם כן, או יוצאו יחניצה בקרקע, כמו יבלי הטריף וסטודיה, ולמוצינו ניצה לבסקים של טריף וטודיה. ויסו, דים כן, well, that's no kashe. When is it required to have ניצה בקרקע if there is a lot of bien adhering to the sakin? Then we require ניצה בקרקע. But the tiny little bit of particles of Eva Menachai that might stick to the surface of the sakin, that doesn't require But this is the teretz. Because true, every time, according to the Agudi and the Bach, every time Sheikhet, Shechet Behime, there is a minute particle, a minute invisible particle of Eva Menachai that is robbed off on the sakin at the beginning of the shchite, and then it is robbed off again from the surface of the sakin into the Beis Hashchite and absorbed by the Beis Hashchite. But that's a minute particle. That doesn't tassa. Eva Menachai only chomez b'pesach asas b'mashu. But Eva Menachai doesn't tassa b'mashu, and there is nothing he can do. So there is no lechatchila incumbent upon him either upon the sheikhet. But there is a lechatchila incumbent upon the sheikhet that if he wants to shecht another behemoth, so he should wipe it off with a rag or rinse it with cold water. Name the Shrita Belek Tasmis of Achai, the Hizavisa Big Marashrite, Elobo, the Dovose, Lishacha, Vilesman, the Hoshbikla. All right, we'll finish the Taz and the Shachs on Friday, and then we'll go over, we might go over Simen Yudalev, because we don't have to go over the Shachs and the Taz and Simen Yudalev, and just the Mechaber and Ramo and Simen Yudveis. But we have to go over all the Taz and the Shachs and Simen Yud. In Simen Yud, in the Taz, Simen Yudalev, Lachter Beitzenim. Sakin ששוחד בקשי רוח על פי שמולוך לך בדם מוטה לישרה בפעם אחרס אבל לא סלחת בריסייח ומוטה לחת בציינן על די הדוחה שידכן התחילו זה גמורת אף קוף יודל. Now, so the Rashi's pshat, according to the Ran's bio in Rashi, in Chum Daf Kuf Yud Alef, that when the Gemara Rav Nachman says that sakin sheshochat bay is also lachter beviseach, it means if he didn't rinse it in cold water. So then it's also lachter beviseach, and it's also. And then the Riseyah becomes Oser if he didn't rinse it in cold water. But if he did rinse it in cold water, so then you are allowed to use it on Idova Riseyah. Because Rashi Mishitose, Tafchesinchum, that it can only be Mavliya in something that is relatively soft, like Bosov, like Ibisashrite. But it cannot be Mavliya into something that is relatively sturdy, like Isaki. That's Rashi Shita, but the most Rishayim, they explain the Gemara very simply, that Sakin Shishochat Bo, also Lachta B'Riseach, means even if you rinsed it in cold water. So, it's not effective. Why? Because the Sakin was Belei Adam from the Bisa Shchite, and then when you use it on something hard, it will be Malkum Samsar. When you use it on something hot, so it will be Maflit, the Blias Dam, and it will be absorbed by the Dovah Riseach. Oh, so this is what the Shulchan Aruch says. Sakin Shishocha Bekshiro, Aval Pishu Mulucho B'Dam, Mutal Ishre B'Pam Acheres, Aval Oso Lachter Bei Riseach. Un Mutal Lachter B'Tzein. Because this is what the Gemara says, Sakin Shishocha Bei Oso Lachter Bei Riseach. So, Tzeinen, so, Amr le boya doche, ve amr loy boya doche. I think that's the Lashon HaGemara. Tzeinen, amr le baya doche, ve amr loy baya doche. So he passes like the Lashon, that baya doche, even to use the sake. And tzeinen, so you have to rinse it in cold water. Muta lachta be tzeinen al de adoche, she yedachen et chilom. Lachta be tzeinen lo yotzorich lichtiv din zeh, she afilu shochat chayim wa man adoche. Afilu lishchet bein. Afilu lishchet bein. So, I mean, when she calls it Siv Gimel, in other words, because the Mechaba passes like the Rambam, like Chaba Bachone, Kolaf is only a Midas Chesides. All right. So, why does he have to tell us that Mutal Achtav Etzin Al De'Adoche? According to Pesach of Mechaba, like Chaba Bachone. So, even Shochat Reiv, or Man Adoche. Ela, Nokat Kam Din Tzin, I did Nokat Din Riseach. U Poshetu. Dim Chotach Tzin, in Bilei Adochas, Sakin Tchilo, Shemadiach HaKach, Isi Yatzin. Vim Reitze, Lagile Lecho Beriseach, Sagle Bagole Al Deir, Aval Pi Sheinei Kiklerish, Livishem Bisa Shchit Reisei Agomo, which goes to Atur Bishem Rashbo, because it's only Mavliya Kiniklip. So, and Kibili Kach Pelte, so you can Kasher Ikele, in the same way as it becomes osa. So since it's only Mavliya Kedeklipe, so you can kasher it by putting it under the hot faucet. Because Iru is also Mavliya and is Maflit Kedeklipe. Alright. Avot Pishen Kedeklipe, Bichof, Miloy Bibeis. Sakin Sheshocha Bitreifu. Osa Lishchit Bei, Ashe Dechenu Bitzeine, O Yikanchenu Bidu Bakoshi. Vinei Aginato Ikan Chiyofi Bisei Rabbeimu. Bin kol shchite u shchite vishapetom vimshocha bimla doche yadia bisa shchite. So the mashal is masik, the Rashbo is chelik. This is the mechaba paskins like the tour. The mashal is masik because the mashal agrees with the Rashbo. But vimshocha bimla doche yadia bisa shchite vimrog lishre bitreifes todia tzorch nitze sapomim bikar kakosh. Sif yudalet, shishocha bitreif, bo zein shayach leima. I did it three simonim lifli dam libal. In other words, the kasha is, how is it that if you use the sakin in shechting one behem, you can use the same sakin in shechting another behem? You don't even have to rinse it in cold water. And here, sakin shishochet b'treifo, so also lishchet bei, achi yadachenu b'tzeinah. Why is it? So the answer is, because when it's in behem okshiro, so the shail is only ligabi dam. So ligabi dam, we say, I did it read the leafly dam, loibole dam. But we don't say, I did it chide lifle dam, lo ibolesh am mitreivo. So that's why, sakin sheshocha mitreivo, so you have to rinse it in cold water. וזה יש אחרי מה יתחיל לסמון מבדם ריבל כמו שקוזם סיבייס תיכן בלי השמונס ולוי מבטלי ולוי מבטלי תרידי דפיד לכלי הסדם והודם הנה הדוח הסקים משום די בייס השחית הקרסייח כל כך לעניין שתפליט מה שבולו הביסקים אלא שהיא כאו איסה משום מה שנדבק שמונס איסה על פני הסקים והוא נבלה בסמונים על כוח מנה הדוח מה שעל פני הסתם, כך הוא דעס חשבו, בתירס הבית. נגיד לי, so the task explains that according to חשבו שיטה, that בייס השחיטה is sufficient to ריסייח to be מבליה even in something that is relatively sturdy, like Isakim, but it's not sufficiently ריסייח, בייס השחיטה is not sufficiently ריסייח to be capable of being מפליט from something that is relatively sturdy. כך הוא דעס חשבו, בתירס הבית, so, דחים בייס השחיטה מיל שעסקים בליה, אבל אין שאף דבלו על שיח, דבר אחרי אלוהים הנה, ועל כל חוך, קורו לרשבו, לריסי הרזה, ריתיח קצס, ולא ריתיח גם. And according to Rashi, so it can also be explained, but a little differently. In other words, that it's incapable even of being nivla in the sake. But so you only have to worry about the shamunes that is behind, on the surface. So rinsing it with cold water will wash off all the shamunas of treiv. All right. Achi lechem abitzenen. Sif tezvov. Luidom elisakin shalakum. Disipalet. Luisage baduach hasinen. Disaki. Dishan esakin shalkim vidikhovim. Dinishtamish beitodil. Vinidbak bei. Harbe meid. Al kol choch. Luitosir mimenu baduach hebiar. Now the question is, why is it that when itchoch abitreifo, so then, we are not worried about Bolua either. We are only worried about the bed. So in order to get rid of the bed, rinsing it in cold water is enough. But Tzaki Shalem Dikichovi, so he has to knock it, to bang it against the Karka 10 times. So the answer is, because there is more bed. It's not only a question of more. It's the manner in which the bien sticks to the surface of the sake. By sake shalom yikichovim, so the bien becomes impregnated into the surface. It's still bien, but it becomes impregnated. So washing it off, even if you rub with your hands under the cold water, under the cold faucet, it will not rub off all the bien that is impregnated into the surface. But the only way to remove the bien that is impregnated, that sticks so hard to the surface, that it's mamash impregnated into the surface, is by banging it against the hard ground. Masha'in came, sakin shishochet betreivo. So there, it adheres to the sakin, but by just rinsing it in cold water, it will be removed. ידיע בייס השחיתה. למשוח בוועדוך ידיע בייס השחיתה. קוצר בסיוס ועל זה שהוא פושט, דחי יחד עם מיל סקן לגופי גופי הדוח, אך נחמן סבי בהגבוז בייס השחיתה. עד כאן לשני. וקוצר במשל עודים והטוב הזה, וזה לשני מתי מביני, מניין לי. זה. ונראה מכיח סבורה שיהיה צריך קליפ. נדורי צי גויס ודרשבו. למשל לגויס ודרשבו. וכן קוצר בסיבר התחומו. וכל שקו. ואפילו סקים שלו יחומן שכונח יופי, אלא שאיסה ברוע בים רינו לבור עד לשחיתה. כל ששמונה שנדלג בי וכונח לבור יקליפ, עד כאן לשני. וסברו שאיתי לטייבו, דיפושת של מהנה הדוחן, למה שנבלה, אלא למה שהוא אלפונו. וכיוו שנסבויה בסקים, שלו יחובים, דה בייס השחיתה צורך קליפה. על משכם בייס השחיתה, גירים שמבליע בו הסקים, הוכנה ממבליע בי, ומה יהיה להדוח הסבוסו, כיוו שיש איסה בהן על הסקים, משמון הסטריב, שאם דין לא יקן, לא יעסק עם צורך הדוחה, אלא ודאי דיבולה הוא מבליח הקן, על דרכים מזה שחיתה. וכן כוסם, בהדיה, בתרס הבאי, זהור וזו לשני, וכן משכן, אבל גם לקיימו מסק מטריב, כמו נדום וציינן, קיימו לנקרב, מסקים שלו לבחובים, דיקלב, לבישוי סנית לבן, על פני הסקים, אלא בבוסר, ומכן מזה שחיתה. והוא עדין מסקים ששוחד בטריבה, עם שוחד בקלב, שידיח, יקלב, קרב. So in other words, the Mashal is Masik, and the Rashbo is he corroborates the hasogia of the mashal, but the kasha is against the two. So we nearly asked that two. This really kim dikvo. We already went over it. Kim dikvo yesh machlekes misakin shaloi mechovin im aposal tzorach klipo yadoche. We neidi shlipsik shom vechumre the kelev. We call mekim kan the kili sura misakin shal mechovin yesh lisme chamandoma da adoche sad. Afilo misakin shal mechovin. So we explained it already. In other words, because there is a difference between Sakin Shalim Dikechovim, between Sakin Shalim Dikechovim and Sakin Sheshochat Betrayim. Because Sakin Sheshochat Betrayim is not oversaturated with Shamunis of Treif. With Shamunis of Treif. So, true, the Treif is a Shrita can be Mavliya. But that does not mean that the Chibis Ashrite will be Mavliya all the Isa that is on the Sakin. It will be Mavliya just a portion of it, a fraction of it. So when it is oversaturated, when there is a concentration, Sakin Shal Yichovim, so there is a concentration, there is an abundance of Isa in the Sakin. So Mimele, even a portion, a fraction of that Isa that is concentrated in that Zakin will be enough, might be enough, to give a Tam Isa in the Beis Hashrite, in the klipe of the Beis Hashrite. Mashein came, Zakin Shishoch HaMetreim, well, he used it just once. So there is very little Shamunis of Treim for in the Zakin. And not all the shamunis that is in the sakin will be nivla in the bisa shrite, just a portion of it. So only a minimum can be nivla. That minimum that can be nivla, that's the shita of the two. So is not sufficient, is incapable of giving it up. Right. Now, vim rogelishchem betreifes todir tzorch nitze es apomim bikarka kosh. Rogelishchem betreifes, dize havek muisakin shal mikhovim. So again, it's the same time. V'im kein imovar v'shochat b'loy niyitze pshite shetzorach kan likle b'isa shchite. Because if rogel ishel mitreifes, so then there is a concentration of shamunes of treifes on the sakin, and that becomes hardened to the surface of the sakin, and mimele, the only way to remove it, to remove this abundance of shamunis of treifo is by banging it against the hard karka. So, but if he didn't do it, so then it is nivla. And even though not all the shamunis that will be nivla, but just a portion of it, but since there is such an excess, such an abundance of shamunis of treifo, so even a portion of it might give a tam iser in the beis hashrit. So Mimela then will have to be killed. So can likely be Sashita for the Satosh is a hard kingdom. Because of Mashal, will you have a hope in Daiti? Miu Sheu Rogi Lishri Trefes Bisaki. He talks, Vim Rogi Lishri Trefes. Now we're not talking, the Mechaba doesn't talk about the Sheikhet who is just doesn't care and he intentionally shechts Trefes. So in other words, he's a Sheikhet who is conscientious, so he wouldn't check the behemoth treifa. But sometimes it happens that the behemoth that he was sheikh, he turned out to be a treifa. But how is it possible that, so it's only as an accident, so how is it possible that with that zakin he was vogil to shecht many behemoth treifas? How is it possible? I mean, the sheikh doesn't deliberately shecht behemoth treifas. So only if there is an accident, if it turns out, a certain baby turns out to be a treife. But how is it possible that the same sakin should shecht many behemoth treifes? Because Mashal Baruch Halom Daite, Miu Sherogi Lishre treife be sakin. Keich Rida Mikedem Shiditor. Vigameini Benimzo Shem Yachid Odom Sakin Lishre das treife. Elonire, Di Maire Sheshochat Behemoth Arbe. Vinimzo Kamo Behemoth Mehen. Treifes Bibdiko. Rishuv lo yishchid bei. Elohim says, Yud peyom bekak. Lina yitzput bom bekak. In other words, it just happened. In other words, of course it wouldn't happen if he would make a bdike between one shvit and another. But suppose the sheikh had, for some reason, did not, on a certain day, was not able to make a bdike in each behemoth right after the shrite, because he had to shecht a number of behemoths, and then he made a bdike of all the behemoths. Let's say, first he was sheikhed, let's say 20 behemoths, and he postponed the bdike of all the behemoths after the shrite of all the 20 behemoths. At the time of the mashal, so that system, you know, of producing, of shechting on a chain did not exist, because if it had existed, so the mashal wouldn't even have raised that question. So in those days, the time of the mashal, so the ordinary practice was that the sheikhet was sheikhet one behemoth, then he was beidik that behemoth, and then after he was beidik that behemoth, so he sheikhet another behemoth. So that's why the mashal is that kash. So he gave the teretz. In other words, the mechaber has reference to an unusual situation where the sheikhet for some reason was not able to be beidik each behemoth immediately after the shrite, but at first he was sheikhet many behemoths, and then he was beidik all the behemoths. And it turned out that all these behemoths that were sheikhed one after the other were traitors. So then it requires nitzes upon bekar. The shuvli elinira daya shiachat behemoths abedim to kam behemoths men treve b'deke the shuvli yishre mel yitzir upon bekar kekosh vafim teima shatur lekivu laze mikol mokin yish leirazkei v'chein yase b'chol pam. So this is a very strange expression, Beis HaBotzia. Usually Botzia means the harvesting period. I mean, what has it to do with Shechita Behemes? But the real meaning of Botzia is not how it's used for harvesting, for cutting, for reaping. But the real meaning of Botzia means gathering. So this term Botzia can be used not only in respect to the harvesting of a crop, of a vegetative crop, but it can be used in respect to the gathering of any crop, even an animal crop. So Beis HaBotzia, now his reference, there were certain weeks when the shochtim slaughtered many behemoths, many cattle. So that's called Botzia. So they used to slaughter in one room, let's say. They didn't have the big slaughterhouse building that we have today. So they used to slaughter, let's say, a number of behemoths in one room, and then they would slaughter a number of behemoths in the other room. So this is what he says: V'chei yase v'chol pam beis habotzi, or bein bayis lebayis. In other words, after if he's Beidik, let's say, so Beis HaBotzia, so it was difficult for them to make him tike between one shchite and another shchite. So they used to shecht all the cattle in that particular room, in that particular bayis, and then they would start shechting in another bayis. So Memele, so if, let's say, he found a number of behemoth treifes, so then he would have to be nates the sakin shel shchite. Esapon. V'nir la nizayte baze, divad l'chatchile in lochosh laze, ki sheshichte me mesarbe, she yu behemoth arbe treifes, baze achaze b'li hefzik shchite tseres bintayim. V'chol she yish tseres bintayim l'mikhe rogil b'isa, v'li domo li sakin shel yichov, elo b'in bori li sheichit, sheshochat behemoth baze achaze. We need to be able to do this. אלא שמשל כוסף שעתו לא נוהג לקנה יחשב לקרוא אלא דרך הרוי וצורך המהיר אלא הזיר אומר זה יש ועדי דה What is it? Yeah, what has this to do? What has this to do with the here? I mean, there it's a question of Hazoki. There it's a question of Hazoki. But here, it's a matter of a concentration, of an abundance, of visa. But he, in other words, since we see, this is what the Taz means. It's not, he doesn't mention it as a real raya. But since we see that Gimel Zimne is a chazoke, in other words, so Mimele, it's a raya that three times is a lot. So Mimele, if it's a lot, so it can be considered, so in other words, so the Yisr of three behemoths is also considered as an abundance of Yisr. And Mimele will have to, he'll have to knock it 10 times against the car. All right, the Shach. Sakin shom sham sham lis khobi. Khodosh yosh. Khodosh. So, what if she, if it's completely new? So, it's not osea, it's not misham sham bizore. Misham sham bizore means that it was actually used. That it was actually used, not that he just set it aside for using it to have bizore. So he says, no, it's new. Because he does not, in the sense that he does not have any bleeding, but it was used. Elo shechoter bo ba bikas laver is chavim. He chopped, let's say, wood with that sacking. He chopped wood with that sacking laver zore. So maybe it is tashmi sham zore. Shas, that's in the Gemara. Mishum misham sham is chavim. Inu masurim at sheishtam shemem. Kin lekamo rishim en kuflametes. או יושן שם במשגילה וזכחובים כלי מה שיכשירה בעניין שם במשגילה וזכחובים כלכמה נשים מכופחפל מוטל נשכת בבהם הבריא בריאו משמע אפילו לחתחילה ולכמה נשים מכופמבי סיבי שכוס הפסק לך וזכחובים ששוחת בערי זה מוטל די משמע לחתחילה עושה מיירה שלא יוכשה מגילה וזכחובים וכן מבוי המאגו איזה רב שם ואם סך שלו בואו ואם סך יש לו עם מתחרובים צורך תבילה קדם שחיתה אין לכמה נשים מכופחוב So in Simen Kuprov, the Mechaber mentions, the Shulchan Aruch mentions, 2 days. Now the Halacha is that Halikeach Kile min Yichovim, min Anochi, so he has to be tabled. He has to be tabled. So, now, according to most Rishenim, so a Kile of Matres is Midrais, and only a Kile of Schuchis is Midrabanon. According to the Rambam, even a Kile of Matres is only Midrabanon. But that's the halacha, that if someone is likeach kele, meaning likechovim, so it requires tvile. So there is a mitzvah of being tevilet. What kind of a kele requires tvile? A clay seudo. A clay seudo. So the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kufchov has 2 days. As to whether sakin shel shchuta, shel shchite, shel lokach mi'anochi, whether it requires tvile or not. Now, so one day is it requires tvile, because that's also a kele shel sude. After all, it is handled upon erchlim, it is handled, it comes in contact with the behemoth, and that behemoth is ultimately eaten. So mimele is a kele sude. The other loshin in the Shulchan Aruch is that it's not, it doesn't require tvile, sakin shel shchite. Why? Because it's not considered as a clay sudo. Why isn't it considered a clay sudo? After all, it comes in contact with the eichel itself, with the behemoth. The bosom is it. So the shach in Simen Kufchov, I think Sifyud and the Taz in Simen Kufchov, Siv Zayin, so they say, they both explain it on the basis that on the basis of the fact that this behemoth, even after it is nishreto, requires other machshir before it can be eaten. Before it can be eaten. In other words, cooking, a person doesn't eat the bosar of the behemoth without cooking it first, even though it's possible And the adaptation for Achila is made because after the Shrito, after the Sakin, he comes in contact with the Behemo, so there is another adaptation before it is adapted to eating. In other words, you have to cook it. So Mimele, it's not considered Kele Shel Sudo. This is how the Shach and the Taz explain the other Loshin as to whether a Sakin Shel Shrito requires Tvila. The Orach HaShulchan in Simen Kuf Chof, he rejects that explanation that is given by the Shach and the Taz. I really don't know why. I mean, it seems to be a very good explanation. But he says, what difference does it make whether it is adapted l'achile immediately or before it becomes adapted l'achile, so it requires another adaptation. So he explains it something else. He says that the reason is why there is one Loshon Shulchan Aruch that is Sakin Shel Shchito. The Sakin Shel Shchito does not require tefillah is because what is considered a kli sudo, only that kind of a utensil, an implement that is necessary in adapting it l'achile on a physical level. But Sakin Shel Shchito is not indispensable for the adaptation of the behemo le'achile on a physical level. It's because of Yerushalayim, because there is an Iser of Nevele, because there is an Iser of Nevele. But let's say Goy, he doesn't have to resort to Shchita in order to adapt a behemo for achile. So in other words, so it's not considered, so Mimele the Sakin Shel Shchito is not considered as a clay suit. Let's say a pot, a spoon, a fork, a knife. So this is something that is used in connection with the Eichel, not because of Yerushalayim, not because of Isurim, because physically, b'mtzias, it is necessary for adapting the food product, l'achil. Masha'im kitzaki shal shchito, a goy doesn't use it. So only Jews use it. Why? Because of Yerushalayim, because of Isurim. So since it is not a clay seudo on a physical level, only on a spiritual level, so mainly it's not considered clay seudo. I mean, this is a remarkable pshat, but the explanation given by the Shach and the Taz is a much simpler explanation. All right. Now, b'fnei shu mikalkin, ואין זו הנועה שבחייהו ידומהו מרובים, מלאך השחיתה, שהוא יסיימדס לגימול דבורם, לגעת לבודס לחי של האכילה, רש. ואוסו לשחית בימי סכנס. זה לשנתו. ואם שוחד בו חצבה רשבו, יהיה לך נועה לים המלך, והיא מותרס, וחמו יהיה כדי שכר סקר לשחית בו. ועדיני עובר הראש זה על כוסף, דין צורית בנו ימועטס כזו שור מדהבת. עד כאן לשני, עד כאן לשני. והמחה בלעריקה, אלו ינעזור הסיסר לשחית בו לך תחילה. אבל ניסר הבאימו, נשמח מה שכוסף יסמין קופמם בייס, ששום יקרי דין מאילו, וזה לשני. סעקי שלו נסחובים ששוחד בו, בימו סיכנס הרי זה אסור, או עד כאן, ולא שנה רמב״ם, ורוצה לאימא שכל הבאימו אסור, וכמי שכוסף, so the shach assumes that in the machlekes between the Rashbo and the Rosh, the mechaber paskens like the Rashbo. Now the Bach says that it's mashma from the Loshon of the Mechaber that he paskens like the Rosh. But the Shach says, on the contrary, that it's mashma, that it's mashma from the Loshon of the Mechaber that he paskens like the Rashi. Now here the Mechaber doesn't discuss it, but he says, V'yoso lishchet b'misikenes, mipnei shu misakin. So the Bach holds that in as much as he just mentions the also Vishnu Mizikenes Mishu Misakein, so Mimele, and he doesn't say, and if he did check, so the Behemo is also Machilo. So that the Shita of the Mechaber is like the Rosh. But the Shach is Midaik from the Loshon of the Mechaber in Simen, in the second Chelik. So he says he's dying that he paskens like the Rashi. So he says, Avo Yenise, Rabbi Monis, Machamashkos, and Simon Kufman Beis. So show me credit email. Vizel Shane. Saki, Shall I be home? She shot her baby, Miss Kennis, Arizo Asso. So, Arizo Asso. So the Bach would say that Arizo Asso means he's not allowed this act is Bisa. Not that the Behemo is Asso Machile. But the Shach is Medaik, Atkam. Vulosh Rambam. Vrosalima Shukova Bim Asso. This is how the Shach is Medaik, but the Bach. He's not medayik that way. Uchum is yikosav sham. Bisiv kot nuvov. Viteim al abach. Shikosav mash, mash yikosav bishchono, bistam. Velikosav sheyelich, hanu eli amelech, diposa korosh. So he says teime. It's not such a teime. Vigam al aterezov koshe. Shikam kosav vahay nedav, kedin luvush says, here, vahay nedav lechatchile. Avu mshochat boein leosro bishvil hanoi. Muet is kosu. Atkam. So in other words, so the luvush explicitly paskens like the rosh. The damn is not wasa. Of Simon Kufman Vase Kosa, Vim Shochatbo, Yil Hanoil Yamelech, the Efsha, the Hoche Rosalema, Shalul Essay Kolabim. So, in the Levush there is a stire. So we, in order to reconcile the apparent stire in the Levush, we have to say that when he says, when he says here, Avon Shochatbo in Osro, Bishwilanoim, Metis Kazu, he doesn't mean that it's muta without anything. He means we don't say that there is no eitzeh and the behemah is also bachil. There is an eitzeh. What's the eitzeh? The measure of the monetary benefit that he derived from shecht, from using the sakin shalamidis kichovim, so that he has to throw away liyam ha-melech. All right. Videch. Och in Eros Nizdaiti, the whole pulpuli shall rosh be chayeso, ain't there lesser. So he says something very strange. He says that the rosh also agrees that the behemoth is osa b'achile. But the rosh only holds, why should the behemoth be osa b'achile? Because he derived the benefit from using the sake shlam nizore. So there is an eitze of being allowed to have an oyev, to eat the behemoth, the psa behemoth. By throwing into the yam, the measure of the monetary benefit that he derived from the use of the sakish al gizah. But that's a very strange pshat in the Rosh. I mean, the pashas haloshen of the Rosh is not like that. All right. Och in yilas daiti yichol pulpuli shal Rosh b'ra yisof, ein yilas ha kol abeim. Dum yod ofes ha pas bitan, yichol ha pas asur le daiti. Heich ha nisari. ולמהנה ילוחס הנוי אל ים המלך, ולכמה סימן קודם בייס. אבל מי דהורוש להרשבו, דהוכי יליך הנוי שכר סקים, לישכים בו לים המלך, וכי מוכה בך מנירוכם להדי. אבל עטור בס יוסף ומרשל שום סימן י' ג' שרחיני מבינו, דהורוש לא ימצריך אפילו לוחס הנוי אל ים המלך. לצורך יום, I mean, this is a very strange שח, it's a very big דחק. I mean, all the רשיינים, the שח, was aware of the fact that all the Rishayim assumed that according to the Rosh, you don't even have to be Melech Hanoel Yama Melech. Still, he's chelik on them in the Pshat in the Rosh, when the Pashtis Aloshin of the Rosh is that you don't even have to resort to Melech Hanoel Yama Melech. It's strange. Shach. Umikol mokei, Haran umarshal v'yabach posku ke'arashbo. V'ayn loika mechaber. Even though the Bach says that the mechaber that the Mechaber paskens, so he says, umkom haran v'mashal ba'bach posku karashbo, even though the Bach says that the Mechaber paskens like the Rosh, but the Bach himself paskens like the Rashbo. V'hayne diloi ki ha-Mechaber likamen simen kuf membeis. In other words, that's lifi the Bach shit. Because according to the Bach, so according to the Bach, so the Mechaber paskens like the Rosh. Sakin shalei v'kichovi. Milisosa ma'amechaber, mashma da'ayre bistam sakin. Usvirlei ki ha-Rashbo. De'avo gav de'kaimu le'kamon simen kufchov beiz. Stam kirin shalei v'kichovi minom ne'yemei. Shane sakin, mitich shetashmishi todir. That's the Rashba mentions in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. שזהו דעס המחבר, והרב שם, וכן הוא אסכום את הפוסקים, וכן נראה להדיה מדברי רש"י, פרקה מדחום, דף חס, ומדברי הקורבן, והפוסקים, כביצון נשכות תחומי סקר של בוסר, ומשל שם, סימן נדבי סנית על דעס הראש ודימי, all those who agree with the Rosh. In other words, that even a Ben that adheres to the Kele, so after Chovdal Echo, it is Nisn Tamletam. Miu im Asatim Beyeimei, afil nir alein shu noki, mikol shumen, miu im Asatim Beyeimei, afil nir alein shu noki mikol shumen, vishochat bo tzorich klip, uchidimashma das ateisves, vyorosh, vyasmak, סייף לאווין קופלא מצאי וסמאג ואגו ישמאי מנה פרק יוצאי מלכת מהסול איזה סורס. So in other words, so that will accord with the shite of the Blamoya and with the shite of the Mordechai. But then the Shach says, ואיפה ששגמר הראש בו מיד לזה. All right. But that's is not so simple. But he says, the Shach says, that if the Sakin is a Ben Yehmei, even if it is spotless clean, and he used that Sakin shall be Kachovim, he used in shechting, so he has to be killed. Now, the pashtus is that according to the Rashbo, he doesn't have to be killed in such a case. And the pashtus of the Loshon of the Rashbo is that the only reason as to why Rav says that he has to be killed is because there is a lot of shamnunes adhering to the Saki. And that is Nivla. But if it is such spotless clean, so since we pass in the Hilchase Afilu, so that means that Chimis Ashchite is incapable of being mafleet from something that is relatively sturdy, like Isaki. So that's the pashtus of the Loshon of the Rashbo. But according to Balamoyer, according to the Mordechai, so it follows, because they reconcile the Girav's din of Kelev with Hilchese Afilu Bitzenen by saying that the distinction between Sakin Shel Treifo and Sakin Shel Yechovim lies in the fact that by Sakin Shel Treifo it was only used aniser once, whereas Sakin Shel Yechovim so was used constantly. So what's the pshat? Because the Chimbis Hashchite cannot be maflid everything. The Chimbis Hashchite can only be maflid in case of a Sakin Shel Yechovim where it is oversaturated with bliyasisa. So mimele, when you use it on the beis hashchite, it will be maflit in the beis hashchite. It will be nivla into the beis hashchite. Masha'in ki sakin shel treifo, where it's not saturated with iser, so then it will certainly not be maflit. All right. So this is what he says. Miu masakim yeim afun nir lein shiunoki. מכל שום ממשוחת בצורך ליבי, ומשהו דעס הטיסס וראש, ויאסמק סייף לאווין כפלם את זיין, והגוי אסמאי מן הפרק את זיין, וחסמכו לזה סורס, ויאפשר שגם הרשבו מידע לזה. That's very strange. ותאים מדחים שהוא בן ימי, בלי הביס השחיתה מה שבקליפ את הסקי, ואף אגב דנקיח בכן ביס השחיתה, להף לבילי של סקי, משקוסף הרשבו, וסייתי, דלהוכה מהנה נעיצה יוד בומן בקרק הקושה, אפילו בן ימי. כי נבואי הביטר סבי סורך, מכל מוקים אם לא ינוע עצו, יש כיח בכם בעיס השחיתה, להפליט מה שבקליפס עסקי. אלו שינוע עצו, והולך לו עיסה הקליפו הדקו, אין כיח בכם בעיס השחיתה, להפליט הפלוע לפנים איזה קליפ. He mentions here a very strange חידש, לשח. A very strange חידש. It's not מסתבר עדו. In other words, and this is the only way how we can read it into the Rashbo. Because the Rashbo says in so many words, that Chem Bishashchite, according to the Mandoma, Hilches Afilu Bitzenin, cannot be maflit from something that is sturdy, like a keil. So why does he say that by sacking Shalim di Kechovim, that by sacking Shalim di Kechovim, so even if it's clean, so it requires klipe. So in order to explain it according to the sheet of the Mordechai and the Balamoyer, then he doesn't have to resort to that chiddush. But he wants to, the Shach wants to attribute that Chita even to the Rashba. But the Rashba says in so many words that the Tribis Ashrita is incapable of being mafrit from something sturdy. In other words, even if it is saturated with Bli HaSisea, it's still incapable, according to the Rashba. So how does the Shach explain it even according to the Rashba? So in other words, this din of the Shach could very well be explained according to the Mordechai, but the Rashba definitely rejects the shita of the Mordechai. Still, the Shach wants to attribute that shita to the Rashba. So the Shach is mechadish, a strange chiddush. In other words, that there are two kinds of klippas. There are two kinds of klippas. There is a klippa ovo and there is a klippa daka. There is a klippa ovo and a klippa daka. Now we have the shio kedenitile. So shio kedenitile means kedeuve etzba. Let's say when something asas kedenitile. So how much do we have to cut off from the surface? Kedenitile. I mean such a thickness. Kedeuve etzba. Kedeuve etzba. But what is klippe? Klippe is much less than itile. What is klippe? Klippe means the thinnest peel that you could peel off. Now, if you try, let's say, to peel off, let's say, the shell, let's say, of an apple. So, if you want to peel off a continuous strip of shell from an apple that has a modicum of thickness, then you can do it. But suppose you want to peel off an extremely thin layer of the shell of the apple, you will not be able to peel off one piece, but you'll have to cut off many pieces. It will break. So in other words, so there are two kinds of klippas according to the Shach. It's a very strange chiddush. There are two kinds of klippas. In other words, there is one klippa. What does kiddi klippa mean? Kiddi klippa means the smallest peel that you could remove. Now, what does it mean, the smallest peel that you could remove? If you want to remove a unitary peel, so then it must have a minimum of thickness, otherwise not. But if you are satisfied in peeling off not one peel, not one continuous piece, not one continuous layer, but many pieces, so then you don't have to peel off, you know, a peel that he has a certain thickness. Then it can be very, very thin. So he says, V'efsher, shegam harashbo meil hazeh, v'taymeh, t'chiv mishehu ben yeimei, b'lei abis ha-shchiteh ma shebiklipas ha-sachi, v'af al gav, d'ein keach b'chein b'is ha-shchiteh l'hafli b'lei shal-sachi, not even k'diklipa, because the Rashbo is talking about kedi klipe. Is talking about kedi klipe. Lahafli pili shel sakim, mushikos of Rashbo, visiyaiti. Lohoche mahana di itse yud pom nikar koshe. Afilohoche, afilu beyeme, kim voya beter zabais. Mikomo kim im lino atso, yishkea vichein beisa shrite, lihafli mashe biklipa sa sakim. Eloshi no atso, viholcholo, oiso haklipo hadako, in keach. Now, what's the aloche? The Rambam says, "Vimritz la'agil isakin shel shchite." So that sakin was beleya in the klipe. Da. So then he says, but only in the klipe of the sakin it was beleya. The interior of the sakin was not beleya. Why? Because chim b'sashchite can only be mavliya in the klipe. So that's why the Rambam says, "Vimritz la'agil le'echol b'riseach sagalei b'hagole." Why? Because Iru can be mafrit kedekli. So that means that the chim b'sashchite, it can only be mavliya in the sakin כדי קליפ. מבליה, it can only be מבליה כדי קליפ. So, but this clip, according to the Shach, this clip, according to the Shach, is the clip of, is the clip of. Now, in order to use it, and dover is a Yach, so you have to be magret. Suppose that tzakim, suppose your needs be karkaes upon it. That tzakim. Can you use it and dover is a Yach? No. Only if you are magret. If you are magret, I'll be iru. Because iru can also extract the whole clip, I mean the clip of, the whole clipper. What's clipper? Clipper means that thickness. In other words, you have to be caliph. That size, that thickness, that you could peel off as one continuous piece. So that involves a certain thickness. So if you are maglet, then you can use it on Dovar Yisayach. But suppose you are needs with carcass upon him, you cannot use it on Dovar Yisayach. You cannot use it on Dovar Yisayach. Why? Because the needs cannot extract the whole clipe. Cannot extract the pliasisa from the whole clipe, but from the outside, from the periphery of the clipe. In other words, the clipo dako. The clipo dako needs a bikarka can extract. So he says, so mele mikol mokim im lo ino atzo yishkeya bechem visa shchite lehaflit ma shebiklipa sasaki elo shi ino atzo behol cholo isa aklipa adako afil inkeya bechem visa shchite lehaflit abelua lifni me isi klip ein keyach behol cholo isa aklipa adako inkeya bechem visa shchite lehaflit abelua lifni me isi klip. So then you can use it for shchite, but you cannot use it for idomar iseach. Because when you use it on Dovar Yisayach, then it will be mafrit from that klipe lifni meisi klipe. In other words, there are two levels of klipe. There is the klipe ovo and there is the klipe dako. So the klipe ovo means that thickness, let's say, in order, I mean, I don't know, in terms, you know, of inches, what fraction of an inch would require, I mean, would involve, let's say, being caliph from the surface, one unbroken, unitary, continuous strip from the surface, layer from the surface. So whatever it involves, but then there is the clip of dako. The clip of dako, so needs a bikarka esapiomin can extract from the clip of dako, but not from the clip of, So, in order to extract from the clip ovo, that requires hagole. Hagole lechol apoches al deil. So, this is ishita. But it's a big deichak, I mean, in the Rashbo, that. V'chei hechiach b'kfrishe tzivov, v'abach b'kuntrasachi, hisikolav, u'posak, dila Rashbo, imunoki, afilu hu b'yeimei, muter, v'loi yomaditi al sevdaiti. והבח, he says, וכן יחייה בפריסי, איינש, והבח בקוטרס האחרין, היסיקולו, הוא פוסק לרשבו, אימונוקי, אבל בימי מוטה, ולא יאמר איתה על סיב דייטה, בודה. The truth is that the רשבו שיטה seems clearly to be as the בח says, that, in other words, that if it's spotless clean, so then, without needs of ikarke, you'd bomb him, so it's mutter on the shrite. Because the Bach assumes, and it's very mistaken like that, that Nietzsche Bikarke Yud Pomin is only effective to knock off a bien that adheres very firmly to the surface, impregnated into the surface. But that's not Blie. The Shite of the Shach is that Nietzsche Bikarke can extract even a Beluah. But it can only extract from the periphery of the surface. From the periphery of the surface. From the that he calls the klipodak. It's a very strange chiddush. Miu bimodachai perikame de chol mashma da afilu niitze lo imahane bisakim b'yenei uboye klip. That's the shit of the Mordechai. So the shit of the Mordechai, because the Mordechai in the Balamoyer, they reconcile Rab's din of Kalev with Hilchese Afilo b'tzeinen, by saying that there is a difference between something that was used many times and something that was used only once. So memele, according, so if it was used many times, so then it is oversaturated with blias isea. So memele, when you use it on the beis hashchite, even if you are needs bekake yitpon, on the contrary, from the Mordechai, it's also mashma that needs bekake cannot extract the balua. Needs bekake can only knock off a bien that is firmly attached to the surface, impregnated in the surface, but not the bien. So b'meila, he says, if it was used constantly by dvorim asurim, so then even needs bekake lo imahane. And if it was used on the shchite, so on account of the fact that it was used constantly, so it is oversaturated with blie. So memele, it will easily be mafleet a certain portion of that blie. All right. אבל השחוז זה משהו במדבור אפשום, דמחנה אפילו לכתחילה, וכי פוסק המחבר בסוף סימן קופחוף א'. So of course, according to the Rambam, it certainly is מחנה אפילו לכתחילה, because the Rambam שיטאיזם, the השחוז has the same status as ליבון, as ליבון גומו. But even he says, ואפשר אפילו לדעסור אפשום, not like Rambam, mikomo kim kam b'shchite yish lahokil, kim lavoch yish peskin afilu nitzah shal chatchile, v'chin yish peskin de bisa shchite tzin. V'al kol choch, v'al ken yish li kofi. Kelim ha-midine. So he says the same thing as the Tassus. V'chin kosa bida kimei, v'chin posak ma'ashal shom, v'abach, v'tof sol ha-machaber, sheposak ha-Rambam, mimokim sha-peskin rubo, v'chin mat kulom miskimu di boi klipe, mitayim nechini. Mi u ma'ashi kosa v'abach, דאפילו בדאבד התף של עושה, כי דין כל דובו שנסבא של בדליקליפה, אין לקמון סימן סמכתס. ולמוק עם התחק שאין לסכן החרס, מוטל לישחית בי, כי גבנו לך תחילה, אבל לישחית על נסליק לי וחכה. קראים על דינית, וכי מובב דאקמי שהוא יבח. סיף יודלב. אבל לא ישחית על מנסליק לברקי. פוסק הבאח משמו יש הפוסקים דאפילו בסקים שמבין ימי, והוא נוקי בוודאי עושה לך תחילה. ומשל שום היטיר בסתם סקי, לישחית לך תחילה על מנסליק לב, שאפילו לא יקליף הרקי, לקי איסורי. לקי איסורי. So the Ramos says, אבל לא ישחית על מנסליק לברקי. So he says, משל שום, היטיר בסתם סקין לישר לכתחילה מסליק לב, שאפילו לא יליק לב הרקן, לקי איסורי. ודומה, למאי דקיימון בסימן א', דמיטלית לכתחילה לישר דמה שמדיקן לך השחיתה. אם הוא מומחים, שמיד אפילו להיב תקשור בדעבד, ואיינו לפי שיטוסי, דסביר לי סתם סקין נוקי, ואף לשיטוסי יש לי מעט, ולדומה לסימן א', דאוכי, כי אם דהיני בימי עושה מדרבונו משמצעיר אותו בימי, אם כן בכל גבנו עושה לכתחילה, כי איכן לא עושה למישך בימי. אף על פי שהוא סקין שיוחד בקשירו, אף על פי שמלוכלה בדם, מוטה לישחית בפעם אחרת. מוטה ממש מלהדיה, דמוטה לישחית בי כשהוא מלוכלך, אפילו בלו ידוח הכלל. ויועיד, why? Because it's told, לפלי דם, so ממילא it will not be בליה. דם. ויועיד, סקין שיוחד בתחי, והוא דיקוס ועתור המחה בעם. דף כדי בו ידוחה. ואתם קוס והפוסק משל לעבוך יש דם הרבה, ויש השחית אלו יבולה משל מתחיל לסמון לפוקי דם, so ממילא it's incapable of being בליה דם. אבל עושה, לאחת בריסח משמע פלשוחת רק במחס אוס לאחת רקין לסיח על די הדוח וכן דאס הפוסק יחי פוסק דעת מי שמשל שם אוס לאחת בריסח ובדאבת אם חוסה בריסח ולא יעגולה לא יפירש התור המחה במדינה ונראה די אף אגב די סביר עלי וכן נסמג ורב נירוחם שפוסקים לצורך הגולה היינה לכתחילה אבל אם חות הרבה ריסי הבדעבד אחר הדוחה היטב מוטה מוטה. So in other words, so the David, so if it's hotach be riseach, so achar adoch eitiv muta. Why do you feel Roshen Rashi bistam the bishashrit etzene? V'in asakim b'leia, shu kosher b'leia. V'chei muchach v'yashiv da'asatu imashik kosev v'rosh perikam dechu shekosev man doma bishashrit etzene nsage ba'adoch. וכן כוסב הרמב״ם שפר גבוב דו זלחו בריסייח אלא בעגולה ואם חוטו בריסייח מוטה וכוסב הרמב״ם אגיד הסביר לי בישה שחית הציני ואף להרשבו די כוסב דו זלחתו בריסייח משום שבולה וחיזר ופלט מכל מוקים נראה די סגי בקליפ דיני די בולה מכל מוקים לבולה יסם לחליפ דו אפילו בסקי של חומש המנוסי ותוך הפונוב ושוחד בו סקי בקליפ אף להרשבו אל מדכם בישה שחית לבולה יסם לחליפ אם כן גם הסכין בולה דובה מועט מביס השחיתה ונעשה ליסם דחליפה וכן מחלק מרשאו פרק לבוס וכן מבואי ביסב הטה שכל ספסכין ששוחד בו רוסו אחת בדובר אחי חם צורך הגול לך תחילה דביס השחיתה מי אותך אותך ומי הוא עם חוטה בדיעבד מוטה בקליפה אפילו חם עד כאן לשני because even though it was בלאה so it is only בלאה כדי קליפה so במילא if he is קלי even though he used it and he dover his seach, but if he peeled off kidei klipe, so then it's muter. Ve'achile. V'nired my time machshir yisaveta v'ara v'agol al di'iru. That's the pshat. Iru can only be machshir ikele if the bliya was to the extent of klipe. Afal gav, di kaimlon v'kamon simen samaches, di iru inam aflik leklipe, elo kidei perashim. So the question is, why does the Ramo say that you can kasher it that way? The answer is, Eloi perashdi, the asakin li bolarak dova muet, v'chein posak maril bin inedam, the sagin miklipe, im chota birizeyach, uidova charnes, idova poshu. Umuta lachter, lachter b'tzeinen, audei adoche, sheilachem etchil. In other words, the sakin that was used, and ibehim okshero, so it can be used on Tzeinen, in Tzeinen, even though it's also Lachter B'Riseach, but on Tzeinen it can be used al the Adoche, because the Adoche will wash off all the blood. Nire umut alachter, mashma afil shochet mihar b'pomin, umut alachter tzin al the Adoche, v'chein kosa b'terezov, v'chein mashma divra poskin, v'chein u b'ago yismayim, בשם רביו, וחיים משמו דרכי מישי, ולדומה לרוגל לשחית בית ריפס, די בסיל גימו, די הוכל שענה, די איסורי משום דם ומשרק שורק, ואין איניב רק לוקר ביסקי, וכמשיקוס והפוסק. על די הדוחה, שידכן התחילו. So in other words, so the מחבר says, that even if you want to use it on tzeinen and something cold, you have to rinse it in cold water. משמע, נראה, מריקוס והטור והמחבר נעם מהוכל, או יקנחנו בידו בקושה, כדו סמוך סיל גימו, אל מסביר עלי דדווקא הוסום הוא דמחנה כנוח. כי אם דהי כנאמה תיימא דתחי דסימונים לפלי דם. מה שאין כנוח. So here only rinsing can be used. But כנוח, wiping it with a rag, is not enough. Even for the purpose of using כנדנצן. וכי מוכה בהדיה באורוש פרקה מלכון. וזה לשני, ואפילו לאחתר ביצנה, אמרינם בפרי כל הבוסו, אמר לבוא הדוחה, ואמר לא יבוא הדוחה, אלו בליסה לפרס, that means a rag, ועסק עם כל. זה זה ראש נברוש, עד כאן לשני. אלמד, ולמי דקיימלון, כאמר לבוא הדוחה, לא מהנה בליסה לפרסוי? מהנה בליסה לפרסוי? So, the ראש, you see, this is not mentioned in the text of the Gemara. In the text of the Gemara, it's mentioned דווקוף יודלב, סלחת מציינן, אמרה לו בא הדוחה, ואמרה לו לא יבוא הדוחה. But, so the Rosh explains it. What does the Gemara mean? אמרה לו לא יבוא הדוחה? Not that you can take a sakin של שחיתה with all the blood dripping from it and use it on tzeinen just like that. That certainly wouldn't be proper because if there is blood, on the surface of the sacking, and then you use it, let's say, on a cold apple. So that will be transferred to the apple. So how can you be allowed lechatchila to cut the apple, the cold apple, with that sacking? So the Rosh explains it. When the Gemara says v'amre leloi boya adoche, that means you can just use a rag. You don't have to rinse it in cold water. Oh, so mimele, the Rosh says, v'afil achter beitzeinen. So you require adoche. Almed l'may de kaimelon k'amre lo baya adoche l'mahane b'lise de parsoi. The pars u'marshal perikol aposo kosav shetor sefer. Hubash in the Rosh. The Mashal says there is a Toy Sefer. In other words, in the Rosh, it should be written like this. V'afilachta b'tzein amrinam ferikol aposo aram leboya adoche. V'amre leloi boya adoche. V'loi blise di pars. In other words, because the Gemara doesn't say amre leloi boya adoche. Elo blise di pars. The Gemara says amre leboya adoche v'amre leloi boya adoche. That's all. So the Rosh explains it. So the Mashal said that there is a Toy Sefer in the Rosh. The Rosh explains v'amrele loy baya adoche v'loy blise di parse. In other words, because the Mashal assumed that a rag has the same status. I mean, that a rag has the same status as adoche. Whenever adoche is required, so wiping it with the rag has the same effect. That's the Mashal cheating. So Mimele, he changes the girse in the Rosh. And he changes the girse. Amre lo bo yadoche, ve amre loy bo yadoche, ve loy blaze in the pars. Loy blaze in the pars. So according to the Rosh, so that means that even though we pass like the Rosh, ba yadoche, but blaze in the pars is just as good. According to the Marshal's girse in the Rosh. So, we caution the Shabbos class one. Void koshi, vim kein lomali le rosh le meimad le boye blise de pars. Vei do kaimlon ki mandoma boye adoche. Vi lomali le rosh le forish divra mandoma loy boye adoche. Loy boye adoche. So why does the rosh mention, since the rosh paskens like the loshen that boye adoche, why does he mention the other loshen of loy boye adoche? All right, so you can ask the same kasha according to the Shach, so the Shach will ask the same kasha according to himself. So here, according to himself, he'll explain it. But according to the Mashal, it cannot be explained. Vei, di mayi yezalikan, havu likosvei, likamon, bi perikol abosa, o di shom yika duchte, da hai milse, elevada im shim dorosh koma roche da saki koye, veloi kime shikosef rashe, di koye atzene na nechtach. Bo rosh leima deich efsher da sakin koe im ke mai time de mandoma le boya doche wo i ke dam schritte ben al panov o kach koma do boya doche elo blaze de pars. So he says no, that the right gear saying the rosh is the way it's written in our text. The rosh paskens like the mandoma, like the rosh the boya doche. Why does the rosh mention the other mandoma, after all, you don't pass like the other Rosh. The answer is, the Rosh wants to refute the shita of Rashi. Because Rashi shita is, so in other words, Rashi shita, according to the Ram's pshat in Rashi, that when the Gemara, when Rav Nachman says, Saki shel shrite. So, osolachta b'riseyach, he doesn't mean osolachta b'riseyach, even if you rinse it in cold water. What it means that if he didn't rinse it in cold water, so it's also to use it on Riseyach, and if he used it, so then it is also the Riseyach is also. That is only if he used it on Riseyach. But suppose he used the Saki unrinsed in cold water. He used it on Seinen, so then Amrei Bai Hadoche. Then let's say you use the sakin shel shrite without rinsing at first and a cold apple. So then amra leboya adoche. So then you have to rinse the cold apple. Vi amrelo loy boya adoche. Elo blise di parse. So in other words, if you use the sakin shel shrite in cutting a cold food, a cold apple or a cold piece of meat, So then, without washing it first, so then, amre lo boya doche, you have to be madiach the cold apple or the cold piece of meat. V'amre lo loy boya doche, you don't have to do even that. So what does it mean? You can just eat a piece of meat or the apple with the blood that was transferred to it. So he says, so the Rosh explains, the Loshin that says, loy boya doche, it means you don't have to rinse the cold apple or the cold piece of meat with cold water. You just take your egg and you wipe off the blood that might be on the surface of the apple or the cold piece of meat. So why does he mention blissed paso, eh? So he says ulkach koma. So he says, so veloit moshe kosef rashi elavadim shigarosh koma roched asatnikoi veloit moshe kosef rashi likoi atzin amechta bo anarechtach bo roshleima deichev shad asatnikoi. אם כן, מה הייתה עם מנדומה לבויה דוחה, והיא כדם שחית בין על פונוב, הוא כך קומד לבויה דוחה, אלו בלי סניפלס, והוד לו יקומה, סתומד לבויה דוחה לכנוח, מי שמסביר לי יכול כנוח שאיני, כמו בלי סניפלס, אליו כנוח הוא כלל, וכי כוס ורש בו, על דברי אורו, בפרק הבית, וזה לשאיני, אונו מוצא השבוע, הפשוטה הזו, שעושו הכנוח, יופי כהדוחה. So in other words, the shach is right. The Rashbo certainly holds that wherever Hadoch is required, so Kinuach, a reg, is not a good substitute for Hadoch. A reg is not a good substitute for Hadoch. But the Ro is Chilik. And this is the reason as to why the Rashbo in Mishmeres Habayis is Masik on the Bedek Habayis. Because the Berek Habayis assumed, as the Marshal, the Berek Habayis, that Kinuach is a good substitute for Adoch, and the Rashbo is Chilek. So too, the Rashbo agrees with the Shach, but the Ro agrees with the Marshal. Ono motza ha-shvo ha-pshuta ha-zu, sh'os ha-kinuach yovik ha-doche, v'im shum da-bruno b'sakin sh'ochet b'treim, v'yadechenu b'tzeinen, וי קבלס דפאס סו צורח אדרה בדייט מן היפרה די קנוח ודוח שובים לא מלמי מרוחה פשיטה ומאי קומאשמון אלא לא מא די צורח הדוחה אלא אפילו בקנוח סאג. So in other words, that Mandoma who says that loy by adoche, so he holds that here we don't require adoche, but wherever the Gemara requires adoche, then dafke adoche, and kinuach not. ואיך לנוס הלב, במה שאומרו, בסך לשוחד בו וריצו לאכל בו ציינן בו יעדוכה, ולא יאומרו בו יקנוח, אל משאמינון, די בו יעדוכה, וליסגי בקנוח, ומנדום אלו בו יעדוכה, לב לי מימר דו בו יקלום, דלכשיר בו יקלום יאפשר, דו ייקה טיפס דם שחית עולו, עד כאן לשני, וכי נראה לה נזדהיתי, נאמרינו גם שחיתם, ייקה פליסה די פרסה, סומי צורך, ולהשתם בכל שס למימה כמידוך תחיתה, ויקה הדוחה, אל מדף כמשחית אמרי לנוחה, ניסגי מכנוח, ומתאי מתפרישס, אבל לא יבא עומד, וזהו גם כי דזרוש. So, do we have a מחליקס between the marshal and the שח? Now, in this case, now, since we pass that the צחי של שחיתה, so, לחת בצנן, so boyadoche, to boyadoche, so the mashal shita is that kinuach with the reg is just as good, and he the mashal mentions the raya of the gemore, so the gemore daf chesom et beis by sakin treif plige boravache v'rabine chadoma bechamim v'chadoma b'tzeine. ויהי הוא כזה אפילו בציינן, ויהי כבלייסי לפרסי למכברי אלוי צורך. So the Shach says, the Gemara mentions it only here. So, but, so that means